gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, actually, if you're children under the age of 10, please don't listen to this show because I don't need mummy and daddy calling me up and having a go at me for having you say the words fuck, shit, cunt, and all of the above. So please, although you're probably going to say all those things now, but oh well, to the parents, I say fuck you. This is what happens when you don't watch your kids. Now, for all of you that don't know, my name is the Awesome Aussie B-Man, and here's the true facts, guys. It's After Hours Radio, which means chaos is about to ensue, instigation is going to happen, and I'm going to piss a lot of people off tonight. But there is one thing I'm going to get started on right now, which actually, I believe this person was actually at this show, and she was part of said chaos. So I'm going to bring her on right now. And of course, that's the one, the only, I'm assuming this is a tank girl, because she's always the first one to call in.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I was a part of that mess last night, unfortunately.
Okay, for those of you that don't know what I am talking about, last night on Happy Hours, wow, Happy Hours turned into fucking everyone blow a fucking gasket hour. Because shit hit the fan. Now, guys, I have been on radio for fucking years now, and what I listened to last night was the epitome of holy shit. Okay, first we started off with the fact that a lovely young lady by the name of Bella Tracy, oh, who the fuck am I kidding, she's fucking dumb as rocking horse shit, she decides to ask a simple question. Where is Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson? In the chat. Tank girl over here, for some unknown reason, decided that she would be her assistant directory and say, well, if you kindly go down, you will see Terrell the Truth Johnson. Lower in the chat. To which Miss Velvet Tracy responds. To which Miss Velvet Tracy responds with abusing Tank. I was thinking that, you know, when someone helps you helps you out with a question, you say, oh, thank you, and have a nice day. But no, all of a sudden, shit hits the fucking fan. It started off very small with, like, you know, Tank just getting asked a random question, and then all of a sudden, a very lovely lady who I'm hoping to have on the show later on today, the CEO of Virgin Mobile, Miss Living Dead Girl Queen Steffers, she was accosted for the fact that she currently owns Virgin Mobile, and I don't understand why. I mean, if the woman owns Virgin Mobile, for the love of God, let her own it, okay? It's not Optus, it's not fucking Telstra, don't blow your fucking wad, okay? But here's the funny thing that I loved about it, is the fact that Velvet Tracy actually believed that Steffa's manager owns Virgin Mobile, and this is what she was trying to tell everybody. No, my dear, actually, what we're trying to say is that the character that Steffa's manager plays did a lovely little segment on her show, Dead Man's Radio, on Monday, where there was a lovely trash talk battle going on, which, P.S., Truth, Outlaw, don't get fucking pissed at me. I still have not listened to the replay. I've been fucking busy as hell. Okay? But actually, you know what? Fuck it, my trash talk battle is probably better than both of yours anyways.
I don't know, it was pretty good, buddy.
But here's the facts, okay? I love people that cannot tell the difference between fantasy and reality. That's what I love about it. Okay, guys? Like...
I don't know where he went. Still here? Uh-oh. I'm not sure, but I don't hear V-Man anymore. I don't know if the rest of you hear him. But basically, what he's saying is, well, Tracy came on and just made an entire mess of herself. You know, it's one... Go ahead, buddy. I hear you now.
You hear who?
I don't know, but who's you?
Me's true. I don't know where B's is at, but me's true.
Uh-huh. Just going on about the mess from last night. That's all. Sorry. Yeah, but yeah, it got kind of messy last night. It got out of control, you know. People were pulled into it that shouldn't have been pulled into it.
Yeah, but it's you know, random, you know, expected shit here in WWE. Come on. nothing to be upset about, nothing to be on the big brouhaha about. It'll happen again in 2 weeks. Don't even worry about it. You know what I mean, Tate? Tate? Holy shit, we're taking off. I know I can't be the only person left on the show. I didn't even make this show. That would be funny.
Waiting on Ben to get back. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear me out there? Type 1 if you can hear me. Okay. Yes, Devers, I know you hear me. You're on.
Oh, hello.
Does this work?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I don't know. Apparently, B-Man, Tank, and Truth all dropped. I came back and it was silent, so I didn't know what had happened. I was scared.
Wow.
I was scared. So what's going on, Steppers?
Not much. Just listen to a little bit of what B-Man had to say. I have to correct him, though. The trash talk battle with Outlaw and Truth was on CSWF. But it was an awesome show. Anybody who missed it definitely has to listen to the replay. As far as the Velvet Tracy bullshit, yeah, that was just a bunch of BS last night. You know, I feel bad for Happy Hours. It just ended up being an all-out thing. And, you know, the Todd, whatever his name, Ace Wright, whatever, some no-name, keeps getting brought up like 3 weeks in a row. LA already addressed it over 2 weeks ago on his show. It got brought up again on CSWF, and then she tries to bring it up again last night. Nobody cares. It's a dead horse, dead subject. You know, it's just ridiculous. And then, you know, like B-Man says, she asks, Velvet asked in the chat, is Truth here? All Tank said is scroll down and look, and then all hell broke loose. So, you know, just one of those things. We're all sheeple, apparently, because we supposedly, because we're friends with Tank or whatever. But yet, Velvet was on her feed saying that, oh, it's a crime to stick up for your friends and blah, blah, blah. Well, hello. What were we doing? You know, she's just hypocrite stuff. And I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, whatever. It's just idiocy at its best, I guess.
Well, that's basically what Unstoppable is.
Yeah, and apparently my manager, she couldn't get through her head that, you know, my character owns Virgin Mobile. And again, if anybody listened to the Trash Talk battle, they would get the reference where it came from. Because everybody that was in the chat at the Trash Talk battle got trashed on. And we all laughed and we all had fun. And one of the things was, because everybody knows I'm a virgin, I own Virgin. I got called Virgin Mobile and I got called some other stuff. And that's where the reference came from. So I say last night in the chat about me owning Virgin Mobile, and she called me a liar and said, no, you don't. And I tried to tell her the difference between my character and my manager. Hell no. If I owned Virgin Mobile, my ass wouldn't be here. I'd be out spending my money and going on vacation.
Well, you know,
we
understand that she was looking for...
Thank you.
B-Man's back, okay. But now we also know that she was trying to Google search Spermicide Factory, and there was no Spermicide Factory. That was great, funny part that was added by another Tracy that I know. But what I'm finding out, I just found out this moment, B-Man, I love you, man. I didn't know that me and you and Queen Steffers and King Outlaw and Hollywood Rick Brutal and Evil Angel Page and Shifty and Candy and Susie the Elf and Lord Amadeus and we was having a big orgy.
Yeah, I guess according to Velvet Tracy, Tanks fucked us all. So, wow, that's news to me.
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys have it. I'm going to go back and mute.
Who the fuck muted Tank? I don't
know. Am I here yet?
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking you all of you, every single one of you, all of you. Oh, yeah.
I found it extra funny. This is the part I found the most hilarious, is the fact that we had Velvet Tracy announcing to the whole chat that, you know, Tank has everyone pussy whipped. Now, reason I find said fact funny is the fact that, you know, if you think about it, Judgment's a gay man, and she's just said that a gay man got pussy whipped over Tank. It's like, that's some funny shit. If you think about it. Just think about it. It's like, Judge hates pussy, yet he's pussy whipped. That works. I'd believe Tracy if she said Judgment was dick whipped, but that's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah. I've been going around all night asking everybody if I'm good.
Ha. Yes, who is Mr. Evolution Radio Network? I have no fucking clue who that is.
That's Sean. That's my co-host.
Oh, that's Sean. Ah, yes, of course.
Yep.
My apologies. I had no idea who it was. I'm like, eh?
All good.
Okay.
Well, Velvet can just keep letting Punisher peep, peep, peep in her ear and put all this shit in there and say all this stuff because she's losing friends over. So she wants to listen to Pun and you know, all he's doing is trying to start stuff. I already saw a message where supposedly he said he's going to ruin me and ruin my WWE career. It's like, bring it, bitch. And... you know, it's one of those things where I know this is him causing all this, and he's just using Velvet for a scapegoat and whoever else he can to start all this drama and this BS because he doesn't have the balls to do it himself.
Pretty much.
Now, that's the thing I find funny, though, and a bit hypocritical, is the fact that we had a woman that came on air and said, and ladies, don't think I'm being sexist, because, hey, anyone can fucking make this comment, I don't give a fuck. But here's the thing. If you're going to come on air and call people sheeple, two things. Two things. One, it's fucking sheep. There's no L-E at the end, motherfucker. And two, you don't call people sheep and then go on... spraying a bunch of shit that you were told from another person, because that in turn makes you a sheep and a fucking hypocrite. Just pot, meat, kettle. But anyways.
Oh, it does, and that's why Outlaw let her have it last night.
Oh, big time. Oh, God, it was messy.
Oh, yeah, I said the same thing, Seibel. I said, isn't Sheeple Stash a thing? But no, of course, she argued with that, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's like, no. Sheeple's my thing. It's like, I don't even fucking know Stash, but that sounds like some fucked up that Stash would say. And I've known Stash for a while. Okay. Whatever.
Just then she tried to pull the OC card about, you know, me and Outlaw being together. Oh, no, me and Outlaw have never been together in the game. I'm with Count in the game, and everybody knows that me and Outlaw are tag partners. That is it. So.
Yes, can we get on that? Oh, fuck, that was fun. Guys, there was literally 10 minutes left in the show. This is where shit fucking went from being like a little TNT stick of dynamite to a fucking C4 explosion shit. This is like, holy fuck! I mean, she's, like, Outlaw came on and stayed completely in character, and all he said was, you're a fucking cunt of a human being, and yada yada yada. And next thing you know, is Velvet Tracy goes, oh, if you want to go OOC, we can go OOC. I'm like, oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
I was like, guys, this summed it up perfectly. I hope we have it here. If we don't, I'm gonna be pissed. Nope, we don't have the fucking sound effect. You motherfuckers. Where's Michael Buffer when you need him? Let's get ready to rumble. That was it. That was pretty much the thing that went through my head as soon as I heard, you wanna go? Oh, see, motherfucker, let's go. I'm like, yes.
And she's lucky that Shifty said no OOC, because I'm telling you, what, Outlaw would have destroyed her.
Oh, entirely. Entirely. Like, shit. She made me ashamed to be Canadian.
But, Velvet, I'm going to take this opportunity and thank you. I really will thank you. And if Amadeus and Shifty had any brains, they will do the same thing. Because of your utter and complete stupidity... Because of your utter and complete stupidity, you have probably just given Amadeus and Shifty the highest rating for fucking happy hours ever. And that's saying something. And they've been on radio a long fucking time.
No, I totally appreciate it.
Look at Shawnee in the chat, being a little bodyguard. No one ever gets away with fucking with Tanky. No one!
You know, I really appreciate people coming to my aid, too, but I really don't understand why this stupid bitch feels need to go off about one tiny little thing. Okay, Todd was harassing me from radio show to WU to Facebook, back to WU to back to radio show, you know, and maybe I did say he was stalking me. Maybe I used a poor choice of words. Harassment is more like it, but that's the only reason why she's going off, because I said that he is stalking me. So, honestly, that is really something huge enough to go off for 2 weeks about? I don't think so. I don't really see so. I really don't. Oh, shit.
He can't be here.
Is he here? I don't see
him. No, I think someone's playing silly buggers.
Okay.
No,
I'm talking to him too, though.
Silly buggers. No, that person is not here.
Cocksuckers!
Oh, oh my God.
Okay. People tend to, and some people are a bit, you know, confused about what the fuck we're talking about here. So I'll have to reiterate this for the people that showed up a bit late, learn to fucking turn up on time, and you'll figure it out, okay? What we're talking about is what happened last night on Happy Hours, where Velvet Tracy lost her fucking shit and, like, pretty much caused the OOC fucking catastrophe and accused Steffers of owning Virgin Mobile.
And not only that, she screamed at the top of her lungs like a lunatic, like Punisher would. I was like, wow, what the fuck is that? Chill out.
Okay, so here we go. That. Okay, here's everything that Velvet Tracy accused people of, okay? Steffers owns Virgin Mobile. Tanky's a fucking bitch. Which, P.S., we already know. I'm apparently not Aussie, I'm Japanese. Thank you very much.
That thing was fucking hilarious.
Shifty's apparently not a drunken clown. He is although there is currently a 7-year-old in a mall somewhere crying that can attest differently.
And I don't drive a tank. I drive a fucking Geo. You know? Fuck.
And yes, apparently also Steph has married Richard Branson. I don't know where the fuck that came
from. That's right.
Okay.
Twice yesterday.
But it's fucking insane. But I tell you what, I loved every minute of it because anyone that knows me knows I love instigation and it's just funny as fuck to watch. And I had to resist like stirring that pot even further by just going, yeah, let's just poke the bear with a stick. But it was fun as hell. Okay, I think I've talked about this topic enough. I could seriously go on that with the people. I really could. It was fun as hell. But the next topic I'm going to talk about. Okay, this will piss a few people off, especially like one person who is currently here listening, who's currently on the panel right now. But I don't give a fuck, because like I said, I just do what I want. I don't care. Okay, we have done fucking radio shows for years. For years, okay? The rule of the land is, okay, nobody calls fucking dibs on fucking days, fucking time slots, whatever. It's just, if you're part of the same network, then yes, okay, fair enough. People have dibs on certain days. That's just common sense, common knowledge. Everyone knows this. However, if you own a different network, I do not want to hear any bitching about the fact that certain shows are happening on the day that you're doing a fucking show. You know why? Because the fact is that it's a thing called competition. Like, I'm sorry, I don't see Donald Trump calling up fucking, like, a gardening show going, "You motherfuckers are on my time slot, stop the fucking shit." Like, when he's doing The Apprentice or something. Like, it's just, it's insane. I'm sick and tired of these whiny little bitches that can't handle the fact that, you know, fucking radio shows are getting done the same time as them. Like, Judge will attest to this. I will attest to this. Anyone that's fucking hosted a show before, I've had to compete against fucking heaps of people. I mean, I had to compete against White Lightning and his fucking cooking show. Do you know how fucking hard that shit is? Okay? That man has master recipes, okay? And what have I got? I've got instigation. People, of course, are going to come listen to me, but fucking, anyways. I'm saying, think about White Lightning here, okay?
Butt fucking? You're talking about butt fucking? What?
No, I'm not talking about butt fucking. Oh, hold on a sec, hold on a sec. Does anyone feel that? I feel there's some truth in the air. There's some truth about to be coming out here. I don't know.
You know what, B-Man? This is one of the few times, I don't think this rarely happens, that I absolutely agree with you. I really do.
Holy shit, mark it down.
Because I can attest from firsthand knowledge of doing shows on other people's time slots and catching all kinds of shit about it. Ain't that right, Tate?
That's just you, though.
I'm just saying. I remember even K-Girl gave me shit about it. She's like, come on, Truth, that's fucked up. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, I did. You're right. I did.
But hang on.
I got over it, though.
Let's get something straight here, though, okay? Because I want to get this out on the fucking table right now, okay? What Truth does, and what fucking everyone else here does that's different from you, Tank, is the fact that you guys...
Okay,
you
this was already sorted out. Why are you bringing it up again?
No, I'm just saying. Calm your farm. Don't talk about me. Don't get testicle. It's all right. Calm down. Okay, no, what I'm saying, though, is, like, you guys do, like, a real...
Really?
I'm giving you a fucking compliment here, woman. Mark that fucking shit down for people in the fucking chat, okay?
Oh.
I'm actually giving you a compliment here. You guys do an actual wrestling radio show where you actually have fucking wrestlers that come on your show and talk about their careers and shit. What we do is we fucking, like, talk shit about a fucking wrestling game. That's where people were getting pissed at you because...
Okay,
you
and I've already sorted this out with the people that I pissed off. Why are you bringing it up again?
Because it's what I fucking do.
It doesn't matter. It's already been brought up. So you're going to piss me off all over again? Really? Not fucking cool, dude.
Well, you know B-Man has a stupid dead horse every now and again, but go ahead and finish it, man.
God.
I've got to instigate shit. Come on, people will know this about me. If people don't like it, well, yeah. Steppers was my special guest. What the fuck are people talking about? Like, I've got a special guest here tonight. Yeah, I've got the CEO of Virgin Mobile.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
Hi guys.
Head to the front and the back of you.
Hi guys.
The world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointed at you.
Move out the way.
I thought that was actually the Misfits theme, but apparently fucking apparently not. Whoops.
It works, I guess. Is there a Misfit on the call?
Well, the only Misfit I've got here is Judgment, and I think he's too busy, like, trying to actually start up his own spermicide company for real. I don't know, but, you know.
That lady does not really believe that Steppers owned Virgin Mobile, or whoever owned it. She doesn't really believe that.
Yes, she did.
She was being sarcastic, man. Come on. No, us don't actually believe anything like that.
She called me a fucking liar right in the chat. Said, you don't own Virgin Mobile. I'm like, oh, my God, three different times. I had to separate between character and manager. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, back and forth.
No, there is no way that she really thought that. She's just being sarcastic, right? I mean, come on.
Truth.
No, she's not.
Truth, this can all be summed up into one very, very simple clip. And it goes like this.
You know, if your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery and they can give you 20/20 vision at any age. If your hearing starts to fail, they can put a device in your ear that'll make you able to hear as good as you could the day you were born. But let me tell you something, folks. You can't fix stupid. There's not a pill you can take. There's not a class you can go to. Stupid is forever.
Or for those of you that are a bit more less politically correct, for Velvet Tracy, we say this. And Truth, I will give you a dollar for borrowing this.
Shut up, bitch!
There we go.
That one in mind. For Tracy, it has to be Truth. You are an idiot.
Oh, wow. You guys are cold. You guys are really cold.
I'm a dead-ass bitch. I'm a zombie.
We're telling the truth, sweetheart.
I'll be perfectly honest. I felt like I was playing a game of fucking, like, jump rope last night because it was like fucking you jumping into OOC, jumping out of OOC, jumping into OOC, jumping out of OOC.
Okay, can we once and for all be real with you? There's no such thing as OOC. No such thing. There's a such thing as people being dicks. of people being,
yes.
you know, vicious or jerks, but there's no such thing as OC anymore. It does not freaking exist. You know, you can't say anybody's going to OC anymore. Anything that's told, you know, that person can bring it to the game if they want to. So let's start calling the OC. Call it what it is. Somebody's being a jerk. They're being an asshole. They take a shit too far. And
they're straight
the problem
up
is we, yeah, the problem is we let these people take it too far. If people would just stop associating with their asses, then, you know, Wrestling Unstoppable will turn into Farmville for them because won't nobody be fucking with them.
Mm.
Everybody's, I don't know what it is. People are scared to, I mean, if it's a personal attack on you, yeah, people will say something about it, you know, but when everybody goes to OLC and everybody else, you're scared to bring it up because then it sounds like you're going to OLC. No, if they already introduced the shit into the conversation, it's fair game.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let that shit go. People are scared of people going to OOC on them. Fuck them. They don't know you. I'll make up some shit about their mama. Who cares?
Now,
you know,
here's an interesting question. And Judgment, you can pipe into this because, actually, it does involve Judgment. I went into the Hall of Shame scene. Now, I'm obviously a 2013 inductee. So I was like, sweet.
You're proud about that, too.
No, Hall of Shame should just be called the Hall of Assholes, because that is where the best assholes are, okay? That's pretty much what it is. For being the best dick in Unstoppable. And Judgment has been nominated this year. Judgment got nominated this year by a man that he ripped out of 3 million coins. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. Now, my question is, should a man be inducted into the Hall of Shame, or should be the stupid motherfucker that fell for it 3 times be inducted into the Hall of Shame? That's my question.
Both of them. No, the person who did it should be inducted into the Hall of Shame. The person who fell for it should be inducted into the I'm a stupid motherfucker hall. I don't know which one that is that you make it. I'm the stupid ass hall. That's where they should go.
I think so, Sibley. I think that's who I'm talking about. The skills guy. I have no fucking idea. But if that is the same guy, like the fact he spent 3 million coins for a fucking Skittles.
Yeah.
That's just stuff for you right there. Oh, that's some funny ass shit though. And Icon's got a thought. Wow, this is a bit fucked up. You're actually sober enough to be thinking, what the fuck? All right, Icon, I can't wait to hear this. What's your thought? Since Sports Unstoppable owns this place, that means a fresh slate. That means a new Hall of Fame committee. I agree. I'll put my hand up for that and say, yeah, I agree. Because if it's under new management, I reckon a new Hall of Fame needs to be done, a.k.a. a legit Hall of Fame, and it needs a new committee.
They're not going to do that. They're going to let us control that shit. They'll never make their own hall. They wouldn't do it, because then the 1.0 always will come back and start talking shit again.
Tank, if you think that me picking on you was gonna be bad with the radio,
yeah.
Like, come on, I've got far more people I could piss off as far as radio.
Well,
I've got far more people I could piss off with radio. Like for example, has anyone seen T the Rev Callahan lately? No. Of course we haven't. Why? Because his money left a long time ago, aka Stallion. And that's who was, like, funding his fucking show to keep going and going and going and completely bore the fucking shit out of us. I'm pretty sure Stallion's also the one that paid for Teddy's lawyers when he had to get divorced, like, 4 times in a fucking row. So, Teddy is very active. Oh, is very, in capitals. Teddy was doing the Hall of Fame. Of course Teddy was doing the Hall of Fame. It was Stallion and Friends that was part of the original Hall of Fame committee. And unless you were sucking Stallion's nuts or kissing Teddy the Rev Callahan's ass, there was no chance you were getting into the Hall of Fame. Not one. Not a chance in hell.
Well, you know, one day I'll get there. You know, but it's all good. I guess it would be a good idea if the mods would, you know, get some wrestlers to do it and maybe rotate or something like that. But you know, shit's never going to happen. Ever.
No, of course not. Because the fact of the matter is that there are people that will not spend enough time in their day to think, oh, fuck, who are we going to have in this friggin' Hall of Fame this year? Like, who are we going to nominate?
Well, you know what? You know what? That leads you to another question, though. What should be the criteria for getting to the Hall of Fame?
My criteria for Hall of Fame has been what it always has been. Is that you obviously have to have... It's like any wrestling Hall of Fame. Yeah, obviously have to have, like, lots of achievements with your wrestling. Lots of activity with your business. Such as helping out GM wise or friggin' in scenes and like making creative storylines, etc.
And if you do
radio, then all I ask is that you fucking have an entertaining radio show and that it's consistent and not boring as fucking batshit.
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
No, I'm finished. Go.
Okay. Because I've heard before, you know, certain people didn't get into the Hall of Fame for certain reasons. I mean, I never heard it from anyone on a committee. But it's like, you know, they wouldn't put this person in because they've never even been a gym in a company or they've never owned a company or whatever. You know, and it's like, should someone have had to be a GM, you know, own a company, did something in the game besides, you know, just being teams and stuff to get in the Hall of Fame? You have to be like a person that, you know, done a little bit of everything, or can you just be a good character and get in?
Well, see, because like, this is what I'm talking about, okay? Because I've seen people like, I've seen people like fucking Tommy Funbars and fucking all them get fucking nominated, and it's like, okay, well, what the fuck have they done of relevance? Whereas, like, And we've brought it up time after time, but it's a true fact. Rick's been here since the fucking beginning, okay? Rick's been here since fucking beginning. He's done entertaining matches. He's done heaps of radio shows, and he fucking GMs with a lot of prestigious companies. And yet, this man can't seem to get into the Hall of Fame. My question is, fucking why?
Well, probably because, you know, I mean, first of all, has anybody nominated him? And how many times? And, you know, are people actually voting for him, you know? Unless we think they're not really counting the votes correctly, it all comes down to if you vote for him or not. You know what I mean?
Sorry, who's this Davila? Is that how I'm saying that right? Davila person?
Davila.
Okay, now wait. I'm going to have to disagree.
Davila's a pretty good wrestler, though.
No. See, here's the thing with Davila. That she was going at me on the feed because, well, things happened in another company. Apparently she got upset because people didn't ask for permission to leave a certain company.
Doug, don't do that.
Okay, well, she got upset because Lord Amadeus and Shell Kneebreaker didn't inform Prince and the GM staff at DOG that they was actually leaving the company. So she got upset and she was going at him. Well, I basically went at Davila and asked her what business was it of hers since she's not the owner of the company. And she proceeded to tell me that she carries 240-something titles, so that makes her relevant. that I'm irrelevant, but yet I carry 394 titles. But again, I'm irrelevant because radio titles do not count.
You know, I think that stuff stems from, you know, I mean, it's part of their little crew. You know, it's a renegade, so it's kind of like, I don't think it's right, but maybe, you know, they felt like since we've been back in all these companies, we got your back and all that kind of stuff, you could at least get a heads up.
That's a damn crap.
You know?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, if you're going to use this on, if you're going to say that titles are irrelevant to being something, then therefore you can't use, if they carry titles and companies, to be into the Hall of Fames.
Well, you know, and what makes a prestigious, I know I heard B-Man say prestigious company, and like, what makes a company prestigious? That has been around for a while?
If it's been around for ages and people are constantly talking about it, like, oh, hell yeah, man, you got to go to this company is good, then, yeah, uh-huh. I call that a prestigious company because that means that you've grabbed people's attention and they want to go. Because let's face facts here, like you got, like, pretty much in the actual real world, all you've really got is, like, the three main companies, which are, like, four main companies, I should say. Don't forget Japan. Konnichiwa. Anyways. You've got New Japan Pro Wrestling, you've got WWE, you've got ROH, and you've got TNA. Now, there is one out of the four that people don't want to fucking go near because it's the Titanic. So,
TNA?
Obviously. but we've, like, New Japan Pro Wrestling. Everyone talks about that because, like, it's very well known, and the talent is always talked about over there. The wrestling is always talked about over there. WWE has been around for fucking years, and that's why everyone knows it. ROH run, especially when Jimmy Cornette was running shit. Everyone was talking about that because that's where all the up-and-comers were going. That's where you had guys like AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and all them.
All right, well, let me put you on the spot then. I'm going to put you on the spot then. And if it sounds like I'm taking over, just tell me to shut up.
No.
So what other prestigious companies, you know, in your opinion or anybody else's opinion, and I'd love to hear what Judgment had to say, on what other prestigious companies in WU then?
In WU, I will, well, when, as much as I hate to say this, it's a true fact, when Stallion was in the game, NLW was a prestigious company. I don't know if that's still going, but that was a prestigious company because that's where everyone wanted to be. RAWF, that's becoming a prestigious company, and that's being run very well by Lord Amadeus and Shifty. What other ones are there? Sorry, Steffers is going to kill me if I don't say this, but Graveyard Wrestling.
Graveyard Wrestling because of this? Because they had a radio station connected to it, or just for the company by itself?
No. It's like I said, Graveyard Radio, and Steppers, don't kill me for saying this, but Graveyard Radio, in my honest opinion, is the ROH of Woo. That's where, like, all the up-and-comers can go and build themselves up and get known. And that's what Steppers and Outlaw do over there. They help get people noticed and help bring them up, which is good. As far as RAWF is concerned, I'd put RAWF as New Japan, maybe. That's being a little bit generous. That's just because, like, you have heaps of wrestlers in there that are well known, and and people do want to go in there just to face them. So, yeah, okay. As far
so who's the WWE? That's what I want to know.
In WWE currently? Fuck. Yeah, the WWE right now, I don't think I've seen a company that's really stood out to me of WWE quality.
Well, what about BLG or PSWF or, you know, an interview went for the rest?
Oh, no, hang on, sorry, I stand corrected. I have heard a lot about DOG. I can't comment on what I think of it quality wise due to the fact I haven't been there. But if people are talking about it, then yeah, maybe I don't know, maybe DOG could be the WWE of it. I don't know. But
well, here's the problem with the companies. You can't sit there and say which companies are good anymore because there's too many damn companies out there. That was the biggest mistake made by Rocket Ninja, was opening up the company slots where anybody could go and open companies. Now, let's all face facts. If you want to call facts facts, then this is what's going to happen. Yeah, okay, everyone knows right now, if Terrell the Truth Johnson was to open a company, all of his friends would jump on into that company. We would stay in that company. We would be active in that company. Some of us wouldn't like it, but we would do it because they're a friend. Now, if you have someone who none of us in this chat knows, if somebody was to come in this chat, brand new, spanking new, no one knew who this person was, if guest 72035 was to sign in and say, hey, I'm opening this company, yeah, what would we do? We don't know who the person is. We would say, okay, they're opening a new company, message them for an invite. None of us, not a single one of us, would go to that person and say, send me an invite, I'll come sit in your company. That's how we do it.
Judge,
we won't
okay,
do it.
Look, Judge, I've got to disagree there, because you know why? I am very well known for helping out lost causes, okay? I mean, come on, man. I helped out John Phoenix. Fucking...
Yeah, but you couldn't help out...
Hey, don't talk bad about John Phoenix.
What I'm saying, though, B-Man, none of us would go to that person if we didn't know who they was and say, yeah, we'll come sit in your company. But let someone like Truth or Menifee or Shell Kneebreaker or Steffers even go and open a new company or Icon, we would go jump on it in a second.
No, of course. I agree with you there, but that's when it comes to people's character, because that's what we were doing on radio. Beforehand, we had like people that weren't well known come into the chat or come onto the radio and talk about their company. And I would and this is back when I was a face, people, so fuck you. Okay, but when I was a face, I would go and help them out, and I would go into their company and be like, you know what, I'll help you out. I'll stay here for a week and see if it's any good. And if it was anything like TNA, I'd jump fucking ship. Because nobody wants to sink on the Titanic.
Well, you know, like Icon said, Judge is not smart enough to stay on course. Yeah, I stay on course. I just get bored with dumb people. I mean, you got people when you're trying to run a company. Okay, let's stop and think of it this way. Okay, I open a company. This is my company. I can set out and pay people what I want to because it's my company. I can't have someone like Canadian Enforcer coming in and crying, hey, wait, how come you're paying these people so much, not much coins? Okay, let's think about it. Number one, is it your company, Canadian Enforcer? Ooh, no. It's his judgment, it's the owner. Okay. People go in, they participate in the company. As long as the company is being participated in, yeah, we have fun. We do things. Just like Hatfield McCoy's when I had it. That was probably the biggest company I had. And it was active. And then people started getting inactive. So why should I go in and waste my time running a company when people aren't active in it? It's just a lost cause. So that's
why
I open and close so many companies. Because why not?
Yeah, that's it. And it really, it's a true fact. Like, there are some fucking idiots out there that, you know, don't that, you know, will whine and bitch and complain that nothing gets done around here, that, like, they're not having fun or they're not getting the storylines they want. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to ask the question, well, what the fuck are you doing about it? If you're just sitting there on your ass doing sweet FA and just waiting for something to come to you, then that's why you're not having any fun. Like, that's why I had to, when I was a rookie here, I went and sought out trouble. I didn't fucking wait for it to come to me. I just went, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to call up Relic Reed Show. I'm going to call him a fucking cunt. Why? Because I can. And it was a big mistake. It was a big mistake. But people were
like,
it
was a big mistake. But you made yourself who you are.
Exactly. Like, it made people go, holy shit, who the fuck's this? And then made them stand up and pay attention. Whereas if you're just that person, like, okay, I'll use this for a perfect example, okay? I've had heaps of people pull up the shows, and I've tried helping them, okay? Like, Judge, can you remember the name of that fucking guy that called up that was, there's like, it sounded like a little 13, 14-year-old kid, can't remember his fucking name to save me life. I tried trash talking with him, remember? And
Zodiac.
The man becomes like,
Zodiac.
No, not Zodiac. You buried Zodiac years ago. No, it wasn't Zodiac. It was fucking,
Toby Harris.
Toby's all grown up now, and he's actually, now saying hi to 7-year-old boys on radio. I don't know. I can't remember his fucking name. But anyways, I tried trash talking with him. Now, I even had to go out of character for a second to try and help this person out on radio, because I said, motherfucker, I'm taking the gloves off here for a second. I'm putting the gloves on here for a second and being nice and saying, look, trash talk me, say whatever the hell you want, I don't care. Just fucking trash talk me. And he still was there like, oh, well, you're just stupid. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, all right, back off.
I know who you're talking about. That young lad, that very young lad. It was his first radio appearance that he came on, and you basically had to teach him who you was. And then after that, he changed his name to, I think he came on radio as Terrell Johnson, and then he changed his name to Terrell the motherfucking Johnson because he just got fucking owned by you, big man. I have to give you that.
Hey, hold on. Now you know, and me and you both know.
Jacob, thank you.
B-Man's my boy.
That's what his name
was.
That's right.
But if B-Man dreamed he owned my ass, when he wake up, he could call me and apologize.
Yeah, B-Man, better.
Okay, Sibley asked, who is Toby Harris? Well, let's go back. let's go back here a little bit in time, ladies and gentlemen, to a time when radio was beautiful and radio was grand. So many fucking little whiny
bitches.
That
should be on the soundboard.
It is, and I'm going to play that for you right now. Enjoy.
Hey, Zodiac, what do you have to say, brother?
All right, thanks. Alright, I'm going to tell y'all why I called in. I promised somebody that I would call somebody else out tonight.
I still want to know who this guy is.
See, that's the problem.
He's Mike Zodiac.
I don't know who he is.
Mike Zodiac.
I kind of have a feeling he might have had a previous name before that one. I'm just saying.
You'd be right. I did have a previous name before that one.
Was that a name that anybody had heard of?
Are you seeing this?
I think somebody found me out. Cygnus was my former name. I already told you. I was Cygnus. You found me out. That was my other name. I have been known as Cygnus, and I have been known as Mike Zodiac. I have never been known as
correction. You haven't been known.
I'm 16 fucking years old.
Right.
I was 16 until February 16th of this year. I don't even live with my mom. I only live with my dad. Look down here and figure out what the street name is. 300 and 96 Los Angeles Road. I'm in ninth grade. No, I only failed 1 year. Shit. Seriously, I've got friends listening to this that are like 8 years old. I don't need them to be hearing shit.
Yeah,
hold up. Toby Harris, I think you're listening. I need to give you a shout out. I told you I would. I think he's listening. He's like fucking 9 years old, about to turn 10 years old.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where OOC and pedophilia were both born on the same day. Give it up.
Wouldn't he be like 12 going on 13 now?
Yes, he would be probably discovering his first erection right about now. I don't know, but just fucking...
Fuck you, the care.
Okay, now guys, okay, let's see. It's been a fucking entertaining as hell night, okay? I've had the CEO of Virgin Mobile on here. I mean, I've got the President of Canada on here, apparently.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, and now, I don't know which one of these motherfuckers I've got on, but I have got the owner of Facebook on my fucking sample. Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Who's this?
Yeah,
hey, I'm Mike calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hello,
okay,
Mike from
St. Paul, Minnesota. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm awake and alive, and that's all I'm committing to.
All right. Nice. So what's the general topic of the show tonight?
Man, we've got multiple topics going on. Pretty much how After Hours works is we just do random fucking topics and piss people off. That's pretty much it.
Wow. All right. So it can be about anything then, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So let me have a question. I'll ask a question for both of you two, and you kind of feel free to respond how you like. Do either one of you two believe in God, or would you consider yourselves atheist or agnostic?
Well, I know there's a God up there. I could be pretty stupid to think that the trees and the grass and the clouds and the moon and the stars were put here just by the Big Bang Theory. No, I believe in God. Why?
B-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you...
Hang on.
I have a question
for him. B-Man?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know, dude.
Bible study.
This show has just turned into, like, you know, let's just ask about God. But, okay.
Roll with it, baby.
Perfectly honest, I honestly don't know. I don't know if I believe in God or what. I believe there's something bigger out there, but I don't know, man.
Truth.
What?
Truth.
What the hell? What is going on? What happened?
Truth. I told you over in the other chat it was a Baptist convention, and we going to hell. I'm just gonna go back over here.
Yeah, you going to Judgy, you're going to hell without a hand fan. Big time.
No, I want to hear what the dude's next question is. I really do.
Okay, so the reason, all right, yeah, I'm here. The reason I ask is the more and more shows I've been listening to on Blog Talk, whenever the conversation about God and about, say, the Bible comes up, I keep hearing people say stuff, something to the means of, we can't trust the Bible because it's been changed. There's not enough evidence to support that God is real, or that Christianity is somehow a negative thing that actually caused more damage in history than good. I hear that all the time from basically everybody. And I just want to see, do you guys feel the same way?
Hang on. Let's be perfectly honest here. Okay, man, this is a bit awkward for me due to the fact. Okay, I've actually got a dude in chat right now called the Beast666. So it's just, I don't know. Beast, do you want to call up? Like, do you want to get in on this conversation? I don't know.
Big man, please. May I please?
Okay.
Yeah, go for
okay.
it, Truth.
I'm not. I can since we're answering these questions. Well, I do consider myself a Christian, but I am open to the, for lack of better words, you know, skepticism sometimes. Because if one does look at, like, the Dark Ages, you know, Spanish Inquisition and things of that nature, mm-hmm. you know, it can be said that as far as, you know, heartache, bloodshed, you know, straight up terrorism, if you want to think about it, you know,
yep.
Christians have done some pretty barbaric things.
No, they didn't.
You know, so. Well, if you look at the Crusades. I mean,
no, the Crusades, sir, the Crusades are not Christian at all. Anyone who knows history knows what the Crusades were.
No. I do know history, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but they
okay.
did. Their banner was a cross.
Right. Okay, great. Now, I want to address that because so many people think the Crusades and the Inquisition has something to do with Christianity. Anyone who thinks that, you don't know the history of Christianity.
Well, sir, we're not saying that it was the Christian thing to do.
No,
you know,
I'm saying
doing
those...
But if you, sir, but you have to, I mean, at least admit they did say they were doing these things in the name of God.
Okay, you know why they did that? I mean, ask yourself, why would people go thousands of miles away from their homes and go and kill other people and think they're doing it in the name of God? Like, why did they do that? Do you know?
I understand, everybody's about land and conquering other things. I'm not saying that in particular was about that. But, I mean, I really don't want to get too deep into it.
It's very simple.
Okay. Go ahead.
The simple point is the people had absolutely no idea what it meant to be a Christian. At that time, that was the 10 to 1200s is when the Crusades happened, sir. The Bible was not printed in the languages of English, French, or German until the 1500s. The Catholic Church only allowed the Bible in Latin. So the population, they didn't know what the Bible said. So the Pope made...
Let's remember that the complete Bible was not written, you know, until, you know, the Nicene Committee, when they got together and chose the book.
But what
Christians did do back in the day, they circulated certain letters and certain things that actually made into the Bible.
Yeah, you're completely lying. You've just bold-faced
I'm not lying. Because you even had people, Christians back in the day, that would say, I'm of Paul. Because that's all the letters and that's all they had to know what Christianity
but,
was.
But, sir, that was in the first century. We're talking about the 1000s.
Okay,
let's
be
on topic.
But you have to you understand that things happen because of tradition.
Okay,
so,
again,
I'm sorry that you
consider yourself a Christian, but you just slandered your own people
without even knowing what you're talking about.
I'm not
slandering anybody. I'm giving
up
facts. Anybody can
You did it unnecessarily, but
sir,
you just did it.
You can Google these facts, sir.
There's a lot of false stuff in the internet, sir. You got to know what you're reading.
I understand this false stuff, but who's to say what you're reading is the absolute truth?
I'm
going to
give it to you very clear because what I'm telling you is historical facts, okay? Listen.
You're sounding a little judgmental, sir. You sound judgmental.
It's not judge you. I'm telling you, God is tired of people slandering him and slandering Christians without knowing what they're talking about.
Okay.
Your statement just indicted thousands and thousands of people.
Let me ask you a simple question. When did God tell you that he was tired of this?
I read it in the scriptures, and I know it in my heart, because God wants the truth, because the truth sets people free, and there's too many lies out here that
are
hindering people.
Who are you to say that your truth is the truth and my truth is not?
Allow me to elaborate it, and you'll see why, and I'll make it so.
I'm listening, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Take your fucking time, okay? Holy shit. Sorry. I did real. Damn. That was unintentional. But what the fuck? Okay. Hey, guys, I don't want you thinking I block people's freedom of speech, okay? But fact is, okay, I said it once, I said it twice, I said it three times. Everybody, calm the fuck down, because, okay, the whole Christian Bible thing, hey, cool, man, if you're a man of God, if you're a man of faith, that's cool. I don't mind. But here's the thing. I know this is probably going to get put on some blog talk radio, other blog talk radio show like Christian Hour or something. I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm losing fucking listeners here. That shit can't be happening. No. But okay. Now I'm gonna bring Truth back on because that's
a long time ago.
You just started rambling, and I had you on mute, brother. I'm sorry, but it's just, yeah. shit got a bit crazy, so I had to, like, mute both people. Like, it was... Okay, and the Facebook person's gone. Okay, now, please don't think I'm against God or anything, but, yeah. But, I don't know, who the hell is 519? Area code 519, who's that? Who that? Who there?
Beast.
Oh, Beast.
It's Beastie.
Oh, Beast, if I'd known it was you, I would have brought that Facebook guy back. No worries. And we've got the raging one here. Who's the raging? I can't remember who the raging one is. Who's the raging one?
It's Sean from PWR Slam. I swear to God, I would have gone off on that motherfucker.
Woo!
Daddy. I don't know what the hell he was. How the hell he found this show on Blog Talk, but
I don't make
you
it.
Don't ever call back into this radio show because I swear to God, the next time you call into this radio show, they ain't gonna be so nice.
Okay, guys, I don't make it very hard for people to find this radio show. Seriously, if you type like back or two in fucking search engine, you're gonna find this fucking show. Okay, just saying.
I cut his damn Virgin Mobile off.
Steph just automatically comes in and goes, I'm going to cut his damn Virgin Mobile off.
See, the whole thing about that Bible thumping shit is you're not supposed to judge. You're not supposed to judge. The ones who
exactly.
judge are gonna, the ones who no. judge are going to be the ones that burn first and come to my house.
No, that's the thing, and this is the only time you guys will hear B-Man talking about religion, okay? The only thing I know about the Bible is this, because this is very commonly said, and like every Christian says it. It says in the Bible, God loves all of his children. Okay, well, isn't that a bit of a contradictory statement then, if you say that God hates gays, and God hates this and that, because... last time I checked, gays are human beings. No, gays are human beings too.
Don't you know we're aliens?
And which means they're God's children. So that's it contradicts what the Bible says.
It's all in how you interpret it.
But
you can interpret it so many different ways, right?
Well, here's
how I interpret life.
Guys, this is how I interpret life, and anyone can take this fucking home with them because it's true fact, okay? If you want to live a true, happy life, stop fucking hating and just accept everyone for who they fucking are.
Exactly.
That is how you have a happy life. If you're one of these people that goes, oh, I hate gay people. Why? Because they stick dicks in men's buttholes and all this shit. It's like... No one gives a fuck. Love is... As gay as this is going to sound, sorry, Judge, but love is love, okay? It doesn't matter what form or whatever it comes in. Like, okay, I do have a lion. Incest, fuck no. Like, if you're sleeping with your mother, your sister, your brother, or your friends, that's just... No. Sorry, I just went... I had to go there because it was, like, song, okay? It happened. It happened, deal with it.
Well, see, that's why I get a kick out of it. Being B666, I always get the people in my inbox fucking preaching to me. Saying, do you really worship, Like, don't they get that it's a character? See, people say there's no originality with B666. Well, how many WWE wrestlers are called B666? How many fucking wrestlers in any wrestling company in real life are B666? That's
well,
original as it gets, I fucking think.
There's a guy down in Mexico. It's like Bestia or something like that. 666.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
Wrestler.
All right.
But,
now,
yeah, like you know, okay, I'm going to go OOC. My manager is nothing like Beast.
No. That's
not even close,
that's,
right?
Yeah,
no.
No, but that just brings it back. That just brings it back to the whole thing of, like, you know, we're all here just playing a character and having fun. That's all it is. And then we have awkward moments like this, where, you know, a guy that, like, wants to talk about the Bible calls up, and then that puts me in a fucking awkward position, because I'm like, it's like asking the host of this show, which is me, do you believe in God? It's like, motherfucker, you're just going to put me on the spot like that? Like, what the fuck?
Hey, I don't mind saying it. I believe in God, and you know what how I look at it? You don't have to go to church. If you believe in him and he's in your heart, you treat people how you want to be treated, the fucking guy will hear you wherever you are.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not saying that there's not a higher power or anything like that, because, like, obviously, everyone has questions, like, how did life begin? How did this happen? How did that happen? But the thing, fact of the matter is, like, it's not something I feel comfortable with talking about on a fucking radio show that's
yeah.
based on a fucking game!
I know.
It's like, because it's just like, I'm not going to, like, go into song, like, I'm not going to be, like, going to song going, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm not
gonna
be
going on
not,
up to the spirit in the sky.
Sky.
Like, I'm not going to be doing that. That's why when shit got a bit intense, I had to go, like, fucking, stop, the shit's
ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Over. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, I had to ring someone's bell, but anyways.
You can ring my bell, ring my bell. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I'm thinking
okay,
about my doorbell.
I'm sorry. Now that Steph is just saying I have to go have a cold shower now, fucking hell. anyway, let's get this bitch back on track, because I've just lost my fucking spot. So the Facebook guy that called up, thank you for calling up, like, even though it was weird as hell. I encourage every person to call in, like, and state, like, do topics. I even put that in the show title. Like, if you've got a topic you'd like to talk about, feel free to call in. And
well, one thing I'll bring up that I sent Steppers B-Man is it looks like they are grooming Bray Wyatt to possibly face The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Okay. All right. My position on this is, yes, I do want to see Mark have another match. However, do I think he can do another 5-star match? No. Do I think
I want to bring up with you there is look at Flair's retirement match. Flair's retirement match wasn't, you know, him in his heyday. But the
But here's the thing. That's a difference, though, okay? The difference was Ric Flair was in the ring with Shawn Michaels. Bret Hart can say it as much as he fucking wants to, but motherfucker, Shawn Michaels, best there is, best there was, best there ever will be, because Shawn could sell, like, anything. And make it look good. And Shawn made Ric Flair look like $1 million. And the emotion that Shawn did with the story made it look good. But my problem is that Taker has been in the business for 20 years. He has done things to his body in that ring that I'm actually legitimately surprised the man's not in the fucking wheelchair. But after his match with Lesnar and how, like, he pretty much got dominated. Like, he got made to look like a jobber in that match with Lesnar. And that was a shitty way to end the streak. I would love to see Bray Wyatt versus Taker because it would be a good gimmick match. But the match that everyone wants to see before Taker retires, and we know it's not that far off if he hasn't done it already, is Sting versus Taker. That's the whole fucking reason Sting was brought into WWE in the first place.
Not necessarily, because everybody wants to see that, but the way that they're swerving it now, if they don't do something with this soon, people are going to lose interest. What they are setting up for Mania is Triple H versus Sting, and it's probably going to have a power hand in it. Who's going to have the power of Raw?
Well, no. I agree there, but I'll tell you what. Let's go to a song break, guys, because I know a lot of people are, like, wanting a fucking drink break right now. I know I fucking personally am. So we'll go to a song break, and when we come back, we can get back into this whole discussion. So, Mr. Co-host, if you please, I know you've probably got a song ready. Fuck, really?
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, drops Jupiter in her head. Scar, indeed you mean.
Caden Steele here. If you are like me and love to poop as much as I do, you know how important a good durable brand of toilet paper can be. But as you all know, there is only one thing I like better than pooping, and that's pissing people off whenever I get the chance. But of course, whenever I do that, I inevitably get the whining and crying that comes with the territory. It's irritating as hell, and always brings me down. That's why I'm introducing Butthurt brand toilet paper, for people who like to poop and piss people off. It's state-of-the-art microfiber tech chemistry. Not only is soft enough for even the most sensitive anus, but its incredible absorption can help you stifle even the most chronic whiny bitch. Allow me to demonstrate. This is Heat Raider. Watch what happens when I make him cry. Hey, Heat Raper.
Hey, that's not funny. You need a fucking
toilet. Here, try some of this Butthurt toilet paper. See, Butthurt's ultra absorbency sucks the saliva right out of even the most annoying crybaby bitch. There's nothing better for wiping your ass or shutting up a whiny idiot. And believe me, I know. I use 12 rolls of it a day. So try Butthurt brand toilet paper. Take it from Caden Steele. There is nothing better.
Butthurt brand toilet bathroom tissue. When you need to...
Shut up, gonad breath!
Caden Steele, ladies and gentlemen. Always a great ad to play when we're coming back for After Hours Radio. I'm obviously your host, the awesome Aussie B-Man, and I'm joined by a fucking shitload of people tonight. My God. This has been the most craziest After Hours I have done. And that's saying something. Okay? I have had the CEO of Virgin Mobile, who's still here. I've got the president of the Canadian Hockey Club. I've had a Facebook preacher, which pissed a certain truth off, and Terrell, are you back now or what?
I'm here.
What the fuck? What the hell, dude? That guy was just
He was passionate. That's what he was. He was just passionate. That's all.
Yeah, he's passionate as hell. All right, we've also got with us the host of PWR Slam. I'm just gonna call you Sean. I can't say your last fucking name.
No, it's fine. But yeah, there's a lot of speculation on what will happen with the Royal Rumble and Mania, and I think if they do Sting versus Triple H and Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker, that's one hell of a lineup right there. Like, that's going to get a lot of people's money without even giving them the championship main event.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I don't want to really talk about the wrestling side of things. So what I'm just going to I'll just say this. Okay. Look, I'm just going to call. As far as I'm concerned, yes, Mark Calaway needs to have one more match to fucking make up for the atrocity that I saw at WrestleMania 30. As far as who's facing, if it's Bray Wyatt, cool. Although I would have preferred Bray Wyatt be the one to end the streak last year than have Lesnar end it. That way we could have got Sting versus Taker this year. But my money would, I know the way that it's going, it is going to be Sting versus Triple H. I think that's a really shit match to do. Like, if you're going to have Vince McMahon, if you're going to have like a power struggle fucking thing, if you're going to do a power struggle thing with Vince and Triple H, you'd have Vince's personal ass kisser, The Rock, coming in and facing Triple H. That way we have one hell of a good match with Triple H versus The Rock one more time. Everyone would tune in for that. And then everyone would get the match they want to see. Sting versus Taker. Everyone's money would be well spent. But that's as far as I'm going to go with the whole Taker thing. I would like to get back to the show because, like, this bitch got derailed a fucking while ago. But yes, and I do agree with Sibley. Okay, I will agree with you. Yes, after they fucked up Bray Wyatt's push by feeding him to Cena, yes, he does need the match with Taker to get that boost back. But it would have been far better with the streak. But that's just my opinion. Now, let's get back on track. Here we go. Judgment has given me something to talk about here. Let's see. What does this storyline have in tail for us? Ah, here we go. Sports Unstoppable presents its Hall of Fame. Well, actually, this is actually really good timing, Judge, due to the fact that the person that started this here scene is actually here with us in the studio right now. Icon.
Yeah, what a coincidence that I posted this scene and called in. You think I've put it perfect timing, right?
Yes, it was perfect timing. Do you want to explain to everyone what this is all about?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory in the scene. It's a new year. It's a new company. Let's face it, the last one was shit. Let's face it, it was all a bunch of circle jerkers that just don't know what's fucking relevant anymore. So I thought, hey, might as well head this up. I already do the radio awards and I'm pretty balanced at that. People trust me enough to fucking count it all. So why not do it this way? People will get there, get a fair and honest assessment. I will count every vote and then I'll just put it to the second phase where I'll ask a couple of people that I know for a fact. Oh shit, that's my alarm. What was that? Oh yeah. I'll get to the second phase where I'm going to whittle it down to about five people that I know it's just fucking straight to the point. Then we'll do a little bit of voting on that. Then we'll go to the third phase where we'll just properly whittle it down to see who truly deserves it by looking at every individual and putting their pros and cons and then putting them ahead. And there'll be two winners.
Yeah, well, this was something that we discussed on a previous show where we said it would be nice if someone did a new Hall of Fame, and I'm glad, Icon, that you've stepped up to the plate there and gone for it. Sorry, I'm getting a bit distracted here, guys, because Steffa's actually just said that she got challenged. I don't know if it was... Oh, it's a... She got an open challenge from the person that she thinks might have been the Bible thumper that was here before. Well, Steffers, just make sure that if you do challenge him, if he offers you a Bible, you offer him a Virgin Mobile. It's only fair.
Give him the Mary Magdalene deal.
Hey, did everyone catch on to that? Just remember, give him a Virgin Mobile, get it? Because he's a preacher guy. Anyway, fuck you all, that was funny.
Stop stealing truth, Langer.
Oh, no. I know, I give Truth a dollar for every fucking one of these things I use. He gets paid.
Is that dollar Australian or dollar America?
Well, our Australian dollar is stronger than your US, so... Trev's actually getting more for his buck. But anyway.
Not my fucking US, you idiot. How are you?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I did forget you're Irish, my bad.
Oh, I forgot you're from New Zealand. I forgot. My apologies.
That's alright, everyone gets that. Alright, hang on a sec, I've got a phone call.
Went to the West.
Okay. Did something happen?
Sorry, had a phone call. What the fuck, dude? Judge. Fucking, you talk about something, or someone bring up a topic.
Whose phone?
Yes. Well, we can talk about the fact that everybody kind of sucks. You know what I mean? Let's talk about that. I mean, honestly, who's really putting in... I mean, there's a couple of good people putting in the effort. Icon is obviously trying to put in some effort, but pretty much the rest of us suck. We lazy, we just wait for other people to do stuff, and then when they do it, we criticize it. Let's talk about that. No? Okay. My
wait
bad.
A minute, what are you talking about? Sorry, I'm searching for a show to go on after this because me and Icon and you, Truth, are going to go and we're going to troll some shows.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Shit, you can't even forget everything I just said. That sounds like fun.
Now, I tell you what, that would be fun to do one time, like, because...
Oh, we've done it.
No, Facebook Preacher's not the first guy that has called in from another fucking blog talk show and tried to...
But you know, guys, I found a very, very interesting show. Apparently, it's going to come on right after this one, and it's listed in entertainment, and the name of the show is Awesome Aussies. Pimpin' Ain't Easy. And apparently, the host is Awesome Oz, this guy named Awesome Aussie B-Man.
Fuck off!
Dude, your show is like showing that it's coming up next. So I think that would be a good show for us to call into and just ask him exactly how hard it is to pimp.
It ain't easy.
Now, you know what pissed me off about that Facebook preacher dude, B-Man, what really pissed me off about it? His first question was, do you guys believe in God? And then he immediately jumped into Christianity, assuming that everybody here was a supposed Christian. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Exactly.
Could have been a Protestant. Could have been a
true.
Right, that's what made me, that's why I went at him, because it's like, come on, dude, you can't, even though we might be Christians, you can't sit there, you can't do that. You can't say you believe in God and then jump directly into Christianity. Not everybody believes in Christianity. Not everybody believes in that. You know what I mean?
There's one big major flaw when he started talking about the Crusades. It wasn't the Christians. It was the fucking Catholics back then.
And no, simply, he's not joking. There is an Aussie Skype pimp, and that person probably will be doing a show directly after this one, so I don't know.
Skype pimp. I've heard that in a while.
Skype pimp.
Oh, you got to link me. We got to go.
That would be pretty fun.
But
I'd be like, how much do you make?
Skittles and
I'm pretty sure that guy makes about as much as the WWE does, $9.99 per customer. But anyway,
you know what? Hey, B-Man, I appreciate you letting me on. I'm gonna get the hell out of here so I can prepare to listen to the Aussie B-Man Pippin Ain't Easy. I'm gonna go get on that show, okay?
Actually, guys, as much as I hate to do this, I've actually got to cut the show early anyways, due to the fact my manager has just been called up and is needed for an emergency.
Dinner time, Humpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
Dinner time.
Yeah, no, not dinner time, motherfucker. It's only like 20 to 5 here.
A kangaroo's filled and they need to go pick it up. That's what it is.
Yeah,
Skipping
needs help. Timmy fell down the well. But thank you very much to everyone that tuned in. I promise my manager will be going back to work in 2 days. So I promise I'll try and be on another show tomorrow, or I'll even try and do another show myself tomorrow to entertain people. Although I'm pretty sure Rick's got the Unstoppable Super Show tomorrow, which will be interesting. Sean, if you're still here, you can go listen into that and bring up the whole Undertaker and all that stuff there, because Rick will definitely have his opinions.
And one of the moderators has joined my scene. Oh, that should be entertaining.
Yeah. So, guys, I've got to go because I got to go pimping. But, thank you all for tuning in.